This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rays and Royals. Tampa Bay has lost 15 of the last 16 in KC. There's Austin Pruitt on the mound for Tampa Bay, trying to keep that struggling Royals offense at bay. Meanwhile, Ian Kennedy on the mound for Kansas City, struggling here in the third.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a ball pumped to right field and deep, and that is long gone. A three-run home run by Lucas Duda. And Tampa Bay immediately takes a 4-0 lead on the Royals. And that is the 27th home run that Kennedy has allowed this year. The wind and pitch. And that ball is struck well. Deep to center field and away back. And that ball is off the top of the wall. Or are they calling that a home run? It looks like Morrison wants him to check that. Scoring easily from second base is Longoria. Morrison's at second base, and I believe the umpires will check it to see if it left the yard. I mean, Lorenzo Cain played it as if it was a double, but boy, it looked like it hit off the H&R block sign. The second base, Kennedy checks him, brings the pitch home, and is swung on, hit in the air, center field and deep. That's a way back. And that ball is long gone. That's about 425-foot monster shot, and it's a 7-0 lead.
Lefty against lefty. Line drive over Hosmer and up the right field line. Herd Dickerson heads for third. He's going to try to score. A good throw home will get him, and he is going to be out. 1-2 pitch to Melky. A little dribbler in front of the plate. The catcher is on it. Throw to first. The game is over.
So the Royals get blanked again. 12-0 the final against the Rays on Monday, as Kansas City's scoreless streak now stands at 43 consecutive innings. That ties a dubious American League record set by the St. Louis Browns in 1913. Logan Morrison continues to rake for Tampa Bay. He slugged his 32nd home run of the year. Here's Royals skipper Ned Yost after the loss.
You know, it is what it is. There's no explanation for it. You know, if there was, we'd be able to fix it. And I mean, I can't even make something up to try to sell, you know, just what it is. You just keep battling. When you're not going good, you know, it's hard to run into balls, and we sure haven't. I've been thinking about that too. Surely somebody can run into one and, you know, get a mistake up in the zone and hammer it. Moose just missed that one, his last at bat. You know, sent it to the wall, but, you know, that's all part of the struggle. You know, I think our guys are focused on, you know, trying to at least score a run and start from there. I mean, we get two hits. Cain got two hits tonight, and that was it. So just not a whole lot going on. If there was anything we could try to adjust it and try to fix it, no. I mean, I really don't. Not like we did earlier in the year.
This series continues Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium with Alex Cobb on the mound for the Rays against Jake Junis for the Royals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.